WHDD presents Susan Says.
A couple years ago, I did an article about a book I had read called Hitler Ascent. There were about 45 parallels between his methods and the current wannabe dictator, Deranged Donnie. A more recent article was reprinted to back up the case. Bert Newborn, a well-known civil liberties lawyer and professor, had written a book, I'd say a year or two ago, and an article was reprinted by Vox in which he illustrates in detail the ways in which Trump is copying Hitler's early rhetoric and policies. I'm going to read just a few points from it. And to those who think that it's a wrong comparison or diminishes the Holocaust, please understand I worked for several Holocaust organizations. I totally disagree with that. And many others like Madeleine Albright, who survived the Holocaust, are saying it's a valid warning. It's not a direct parallel, but it's one we must listen to learn from the past and not repeat it. So here's the article, and I'm going to just give you some of the things it says, and then I'll interrupt with some of my own comments. When at times the mob is swayed, a citizen's guide to defending our republic. It's by Bert Newborn. It mostly focuses on how America's constitutional foundation in 2019 is unrepresentative Congress, the Electoral College, a right-wing Supreme Court majority. None of these things are positioned to withstand Trump's extreme polarization and GOP power grabs. Newborn doesn't make this comparison lightly. His 55-year career began by challenging the constitutionality of the Vietnam War. He was the ACLU's national legal director. He's founding legal director of Brennan Center, law school, 200 Supreme Court cases, etc. So here's what he says, and this will sound really familiar. Why does an ignorant, narcissistic buffoon like Trump trigger such anxiety? Why do so many Americans feel it existential, not just politically important, to resist our 45th president? Partly it's just aesthetics. He's such a coarse, appalling man that it's hard to stomach his presence. But that's not enough to explain the intensity of my dread. Now he lists a few things which I think are just incredibly scary. A younger Trump, according to his first wife's divorce filings, kept and studied a book translating and annotating Adolf Hitler's pre-World War II speeches. So this is important. I've talked about this myself. Those speeches were ugly and appalling, but they're masterpieces of demagogic manipulation, Newborn says. Watching Trump work his crowds, I see a dangerously manipulative narcissist unleashing the same democratic spells that he learned from studying these speeches. Okay, and then he goes on. Indeed, the book has a larger frame. Whether federal checks and balances like Congress, Supreme Court, Electoral College can contain the havoc, and this is what's so important to me because they don't. Anyway, few Germans or Europeans expected what unfolded in the years after Hitler amassed power. The Nazis did not overthrow the Weimar Republic. It fell into their hands as the fruit of his satanic ability to mesmerize enough Germans to trade their birthright for a pottage of scapegoating, short-term economic gain, xenophobia, and racism. It could happen here. Yeah. Now he lists some threads. I'm going to read some of them to you. Number one, neither was elected by a majority. Don't forget that. Number two, both found direct communication channels to their base. Donald Trump's tweets, often delivered between midnight and dawn, are the 21st century technological embodiment of Hitler's free plastic radios. I guess he gave out these radios so people could listen to him directly. Number three, both blame others and divide on racial lines. Duh. Number four, both relentlessly demonize opponents. And that's what really bothers me, the ugliness, the sickness to which it's descended. Number five, they unceasingly attacked objective truth. Both Trump and Hitler maintained relentless assault on the very idea of truth. Each began the assault by seeking to delegitimize the mainstream press. Hitler quickly coined the epithet lying press in German. I'm not going to try to pronounce it in German. Just like, guess what, folks? Trump's fake news, right? Number six, they relentlessly attack mainstream media. Yeah. Now, this is really important. Number seven, in this time of the virus, their attacks on truth included science. Yeah. For Trump and Hitler, the goal is and was to eviscerate the very idea, turning everything into grist for a populist jury to manipulate. Right now, this coronavirus, it's all about science, and he doesn't acknowledge it, people. Number eight, their lies blurred reality, and their supporters spread them. Now he has Sinclair Broadcasting, the Rupert Murdoch-owned Fox Broadcasting. It's essentially Trump Broadcasting Network. Yeah, Professor Newborn, you're right about that. Number nine, both orchestrated mass rallies to continually show status. Duh. Number 10, they both embrace extreme nationalism. Number 11, both made closing borders a centerpiece. Hello. Number 12, they embrace mass detention and deportations. Hitler promised to make Germany free from Jews and Slavs. Trump promises to slow, stop, and even reverse the flow of non-white immigrants. Number 13, both use borders to protect selected industries. Protectionist trade wars with China. Hello. Number 14, they cement their rule by enriching elites. Tax breaks, they seem to be working. Even with people who have some morality, all they seem to want is more money. I don't get it, but it's true. Number 15, Professor Newborn says they both rejected international norms. Like Hitler, Trump is deeply hostile to multinational cooperation. He's withdrawn from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Paris Agreement, the Nuclear Agreement. Can I go on? Number 16, they attack domestic democratic processes. Remember when Trump said that he was maybe not going to be bound by the outcome of the 2016 elections? And now Russian interference? Fraud, there is none, but he keeps saying there will be, unless he wins. Number 17, both attack the judiciary and the rule of law. Number 18, both glorify the military but demand loyalty oaths. Remember when he sits there with the cabinet asking them to praise him? Ugh. Number 19, they both proclaim unchecked power. Remember, Trump says the president can do anything? And Professor Newborn says, don't count on the Supreme Court to stop him. Number 20, both relegate women to subordinate roles. Yeah, we see that. And he sums it up. Even if all that Trump is doing is marching to the populist drum, he is unleashing forces that imperil the fragile fabric of a multicultural democracy. If you don't think it can happen here, it's just too close to be coincidental. I'm pretty sure that Trump's bedside study of Hitler's speeches, especially the use of personal invective, white racism, xenophobia, has shaped the way Trump's to seek political power in our time. And Professor Newborn ends, I don't for a moment believe that Trump admires what Hitler eventually did with genocide, but he damn well admires and is successfully copying the way that Hitler got it. Bravo, Professor. Woe to any American who doesn't think about this. Now, listen, people. Even Joe Biden has said deranged Donnie might postpone or cancel the election. You think? Are you scared? I am.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.